You're listening to SBS News. Victoria remains on track for a further easing of restrictions, with the state recording 13 new cases and another 4 deaths. The 14-day rolling average for metropolitan Melbourne is now down to 16.8 new cases per day. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's an encouraging result, but nowhere near low enough.
The notion of opening up at 16.4 cases per day in metropolitan Melbourne is not safe, it is not steady, and it will not last. I know these numbers are coming down, that's a great thing, and the temptation always is to perhaps read more into that than is there. You've got to do this in a steady way. And 16.4 cases, whilst it's the trend is with us and it's a fantastic result, that is not still low enough for us to be able to take those really big steps.
Victoria has announced a broader testing program with the aim of testing a quarter of staff in high-risk industries such as abattoirs and supermarkets every week. Jerome Wymar from the Department of Health and Human Services says about 28,000 Victorian workers will come under the new protocols.
All told, around 28,000 workers across Victoria work in those industries for 95 separate businesses. And we're focusing here on businesses that employ more than 25 staff in those industries. We'll be asking those businesses to ensure that a quarter of their staff are tested every single week for the foreseeable period.
New South Wales has recorded 5 consecutive days with no new locally acquired cases, while Queensland has gone 20 days since its last case of community transmission. Queensland's ban on residential evictions has now ended. It's the only state in Australia that chose not to extend its eviction ban introduced in March. The chief executive of Tenants Queensland, Penny Carr, says it's likely to see many families evicted before the end of the year.
We know many families that will be evicted before Christmas as a result of the lift of the evictions ban. There's people who've been struggling to pay their rent. As of today, their rent will go back to the contracted rent. So right at the time when they see their income decline, they're seeing their rent liability increase, and that's a disaster for them.
For months, politicians on both sides of the Tasman have raised hopes of the creation of quarantine-less trans-Tasman travel, a so-called travel bubble. But just 10 days ago, Air New Zealand boss Greg Foran told the Sydney Morning Herald such travel was unlikely to resume for at least another 6 months. Now, in the lead-up to New Zealand's election, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is saying a trans-Tasman bubble could be in place before Christmas. She's told Channel 9 there's still work to do.
What we'll need to work through is what the definition of a hotspot really means. You know, at what point will Australia say, OK, that's an area that we will put up a bit of a border around and we won't have travel to? That will then determine whether or not, you know, in our minds, that will be sufficient just to keep everyone safe. So a bit of work to be done, and both sides will need to be comfortable with each other's arrangements.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.